This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet recommends ordinance to President aimed at creating laws to facilitate foreign earnings from IT sector. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the ordinance addresses legal obstacles faced by Nepal's IT sector. Experts call for protection of rivers' ecological flow as Nepal pushes for increased hydropower production. Base camp of Tilicho Lake and Thorong La Pass in Manang district connected to national grid, electricity facility to make trekking easier. And firefighters continue to battle the LA wildfire. Authorities declare local health emergency due to poor air quality as fire ash and smoke blanket the area. Now the news in detail. The cabinet meeting on Friday has recommended an ordinance to the president aimed at creating laws to facilitate foreign earnings from the IT sector. The government has established a legal framework enabling Nepali IT companies to invest abroad by opening branch offices. The cabinet also improved a decision allowing non-resident Nepalis to invest in the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed confidence that information technology will be developed as a key industry for earning foreign currency. In a social media post yesterday, Prime Minister Oli highlighted that the ordinance issued by the cabinet addressed several legal obstacles faced by Nepal's IT sector. Similarly, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak also said the recent amendment of laws through the ordinance aims to foster the country's economic development. Speaking at the annual general meeting of the Nepal Stationery and Educational Goods Industry Association yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak claimed that the ordinance would facilitate legal amendments, paving the way for industrial development and governance reforms. Experts are concerned about violations of rivers' ecological flow as Nepal pushes for increased hydropower production. A study presented by Deep Narayan Shah, a lecturer at Rivervale University, revealed that 80% of hydropower projects fail to maintain the required 10% river flow, especially in dry seasons, harming aquatic life and agriculture. During a recent program organized by the International Water Management Institute and the Department of Hydro Resources and Irrigation, Associate Professor Ram Devi Tachamosa from Kathmandu University stressed that the ecological flow must be preserved for river health. Former Minister Deepak Gyawale recommended involving local communities in project planning to ensure better environmental assessments. The experts urged the government to address ecological flow in the upcoming hydropower bill and enforce stricter regulations to protect river health. The much-anticipated breakthrough of the Siddha Baba Tunnel along the Butwal-Palpa section of the Siddhartha Highway is scheduled for January 21st. This significant development comes after 11 months of construction. Members of Parliament, Thakur Gairi and Narayan Acharya, representing Palpa, held a discussion with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel and Physical Infrastructure Minister Devendra Dahal to discuss the final preparations for the breakthrough ceremony. The 1,126-meter-long tunnel includes three cross passages designed as emergency exits, enabling evacuation in case of issues inside the tunnel. The cross passages, spanning a total length of 441 meters, have already been completed. The tunnel, being constructed by the China State Construction Engineering Corporation at a cost of 7.34 billion rupees, is expected to significantly boost infrastructure development and economic growth in the region. The base camp of Tilicho Lake and Thorong La Pass in Manang district have now been connected to the national grid. According to the managing director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Gissing, power is being supplied through the installation of a 50 kVA distribution transformer at the base camp, which is situated at an elevation of 4,250 meters. Cholpa Gurung, chairperson of Nisang Rural Municipality 9, expressed that the extension of the electricity facility has made it easier for trekkers heading to Thilichol Lake from the base camp as well as for local residents. The connection of Thilichol Lake's base camp to the national grid is part of the Nepal Electricity Authority's initiative to eliminate religious and tourist sites across the country. Two people have lost lives in the accident that took place in the road mishap at Manohari 6 of Makwanpur district yesterday. The deceased have been identified as 60-year-old Surendra Lal Shrestha of Hetauda and 50-year-old Sunita Shrestha from Chitwan. The accident took place when a car heading towards Hetauda from Chitwan collided with another jeep moving towards Chitwan from Biganj yesterday. According to the district police officer Shyamu Aryal of Makwanpur, other 12 people injured in the accident are undergoing treatment in a hospital in Chitwan. The National Unity Day and the 303rd Prithvi Jayanti have been observed yesterday with various events. On this occasion, President Ramchandra Podel paid tribute to Prithvi Narayan Shah by garlanding his statue in front of the West Gate of Singhadarbar during a special ceremony. Prithvi Narayan Shah is credited with initiating the unification of Nepal, uniting people from all caste and communities. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli also paid tribute to Prithvi Narayan Shah. In a message shared on social media, the Prime Minister remembered and paid tribute to all the ancestors who alongside Shah contributed to Nepal's unification effort. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli also attended tea receptions organized by the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal on the occasion of the Prithvi Jayanti in Kathmandu yesterday. The New York Times has recently ranked Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, as one of the 52 top places to go in 2025. Tourism entrepreneurs have expressed confidence that the crowning of Lumbini as the 9th out of the top 52 places to go in 2025 by the New York Times will send a positive message for global tourism. Similarly, the member secretary of the Lumbini Development Trust, Sanu Raja Shakya, remarked that the New York Times ranking of Lumbini was a huge achievement for Nepal's tourism sector. Lumbini, also a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is home to several historical monuments and holy sites and has been attracting an increasing number of visitors in recent years. According to the information shared by the Lumbini Development Trust, over 1.1 million tourists visited Lumbini in the year 2024 alone. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Firefighters are making an all-out assault to prevent the largest of the deadly wildfires that is threatening Los Angeles from spreading into one of the city's most exclusive neighborhoods. According to the BBC, aerial crews have been bombarding the flaming hills with water and fire retardant to hold back the Palisades fire, which has expanded an additional 1,000 acres and is now menacing Brentwood. Winds are also expected to pick up again overnight, further fanning the flames that have already left at least 11 people dead. Earlier, the Los Angeles authorities have declared a local health emergency due to poor air quality as fire ash and smoke blanket the area. People are advised to stay indoors, keep windows and doors closed, using air conditioners to recirculate and filter the air, and to wear a mask if going outdoors in the smoky conditions. Meanwhile, California's governor has called for an independent investigation into how critical fire hydrants ran out of water and impaired the fight against the Los Angeles area wildfires. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair and rainy in the country today. Light rainfall is likely to occur in some parts of Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. There are also chances of snowfall in the mountainous region across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet recommends ordinance to President aimed at creating laws to facilitate foreign earnings from IT sector. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the ordinance addresses legal obstacles faced by Nepal's IT sector. Experts call for protection of river's ecological flow as Nepal pushes for increased hydropower production. Base camp of the Licho Lake and Thoronglah Pass in Manang district connected to national grid. Electricity facility to make trekking easier. And firefighters continue to battle the LA wildfire. Authorities declare local health emergency due to poor air quality as fire ash and smoke blanket the area. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.